USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump called off a military strike against Iran Thursday night, minutes before the strike was going to take place. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger on what he would support as a response.
It's the size of basically an airliner that easily could have actually been a manned aircraft if misidentified with 30 people on board. It's a massive escalation, and I think warrants a proportional response.
Massive roundups of illegal alien families are set to begin on Sunday. ICE agents are targeting up to 2,000 families that have been slated for deportation in several big cities. Meanwhile, in Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott is sending more National Guard troops to the border.
They will be assisting at the holding facilities with regard to security for the facilities that involve single adults. Second, they will be working in assisting Border Patrol at ports of entry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Prosecutors are reacting after a bombshell was dropped during the trial of a Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS fighter. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Prosecutors are not dropping murder charges against a decorated Navy SEAL despite a surprise admission by another Navy SEAL that he was the killer. A prosecution witness at the trial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher testifying yesterday that Gallagher stabbed an injured ISIS fighter in 2017, but that other Navy SEAL, Corey Scott, says he suffocated the teenager afterwards, knowing he was going to die anyway. Prosecutors claim Scott only made the confession because he has immunity and doesn't want to see Gallagher going to prison.
President Trump is expected to nominate Army Secretary Mark Esper as Defense Secretary. A formal nomination could be sent to the Senate as early as next week. Esper is set to become Acting Defense Secretary on Sunday, replacing Chief Patrick Shanahan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
LinkedIn is the largest online professional platform in the world with more than 630 million members using its network to search for new jobs. LinkedIn CEO Jeff Weiner joined CBS this morning and has some tips if you're interested in looking for that new job and using LinkedIn.
It's leveraging your network. It's making sure that you're able to utilize folks who can help open doors for you, people
right.
that have a referral inside an organization that can is a place they want to get a job. Leveraging a referral like that makes you 10 times more likely to get the role. And I have to say, on the opposite end, it's really important that all of us are conscious of that dynamic, because as exciting as that is for people like your daughter, there may be other folks who did not necessarily go to the right school, they haven't had the right jobs, they don't have the right relationships, and we call that the network gap.
Yeah, there's
a virtuous cycle for people who have the relationships.
Yeah.
There's a vicious cycle for people who have the skills, they have the aptitude, but they don't have the relationships. And one of the things we've encouraged our employees to do is take what we call the plus one pledge to open up their networks to people that they don't know who are in underrepresented groups to help create opportunities.
Apple is issuing a voluntary recall of a number of 15-inch MacBook Pro laptops due to an overheating battery. The company says the computers being recalled were sold between 2015 and 2017. Customers who may have bought an Apple MacBook during that time are asked to go to the Apple website and enter the serial number to see if their computer is part of the recall. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.